Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Standing on the promises of Christ our King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day when we get to share our devotion, where we get to sit down with the Word of God. Every single morning we gather on this platform just to share a word from the Word of God. And I would like to encourage as many of us that has been slacking in our personal devotion, our personal fellowship with the King of Kings. I want to encourage you this morning that is nothing as sweeter as just staying and abiding in the presence of God. You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, you're welcome to our online devotion. Here we dive into the Word of God. We get to share here and we get to learn new mysteries, new insights, new revelations in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word today. Invite somebody to this platform, and by so doing, you might just be saving a soul. Today is the sixth day in the month of December 2024. We've come with our hearts of gratitude and we've come to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a brand new day, and we do not take this for granted. Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a fresh new topic, a topic from our Open Heaven manual that says, Youthful strength. Our aim today is taken from Aim 21, Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. Standing on the Promises of Christ My King. And our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 to chapter 6. Galatians chapter 4 to chapter 6. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1, which says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Lamentations chapter 3, from verse 25 to verse 27. Lamentations chapter 3, from verse 25 to 27. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 25 it says, "The Lord is good to those who wait on Him, to the soul who seek Him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29, the Bible says that the glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is their gray head. When you are young, you are young, you are strong and agile, and you have the strength to jump around and walk for long hours. However, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30, even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. It continues to say, the strength that comes with youthfulness does not last forever. David was a vigilant warrior when he was young. Not only did he kill Goliath, he also trained other giant killers. However, a point came in his life when he fainted and would have died in battle if someone had not come to rescue him. And that we see in 2 Samuel chapter 21 from verse 15 to 22. The glory of the youth is in their strength. However, this strength must not be used selfishly. Rather, it must be used primarily to serve God. If you are a youth, you should not use your strength to engage in sexual immorality or pursue worldly pleasures. Rather, use your strength to work for God, as this is the primary reason for making you strong. There are many people today who constantly regret how they spent their youth. Some of them do not have the stable marriage or good source of income because of how they lived their lives when they were much younger. They sacrificed having a good future on the altar of having fun. If you are a youth, you need to be careful of the seed you are sowing now, because you will surely reap them in future. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 from verse 9 to 10 says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the day of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thy eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. You should put evil far away from you, especially if you are a youth reading this. Your strength as a youth will not last forever. When this youthful strength is gone, and you become old, you will have to face the result of the seeds you sowed in your youth. Beloved, serve the Lord with all your strength now. A word is enough for the wise. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, youthful strength will not last forever. Use it to serve the Lord. Youthful strength does not last forever. Use it to serve the Lord. Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. Remember, you might just be saving a soul, reaching out to a soul, or even blessing a soul. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our app, which is available on Play Store and Apple Store for you to download. When you download it, you'll be able to enjoy pure gospel entertainment back to back. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Remember to share this message. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.